Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Liz Selick.
And it is wonderful, beautiful, sunny day outside Saturday, right?
Saturday.
What's
happening
gorgeous?
Tonight? Saturday the 27th.
Liz
Selick. Ooh, tonight. So I'm so excited. Tonight is our benefit gala called Solace, which will take place at the Rancho Campana High School. Brand new.
I have not seen Liz for like a month.
I know,
it's
right?
Brand new state-of-the-art performing arts center out there. It is absolutely incredible. It's in Camarillo near the new library. And we have put this benefit concert together in about 3 weeks. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. It was created by students for students. So the students at this high school out in Camarillo said, hey, we want to do something for our fellow students in Ventura who lost everything in the fire.
We had, what was her name?
Wendy. Wendy Butler was on.
Who's
yes. She's a teacher, now assistant principal. And she and her students came up with this idea. And so we all jumped on board. And so as it turns out, this is the coolest thing. So these students are raising money for these students in Ventura. And we had auditions and other students came out also. So as it turns out, we have students in the cast from about 7 or 8 different schools.
How
all
cool
over Ventura County.
Now, did some people not make it? I mean, did people try
yes,
out?
Yes, some people tried out and didn't make it. I mean, it was an honest-to-goodness show. If everybody had made it, we would have been there for 6 hours.
She said the talent is to die.
The talent is amazing. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. This is an extraordinary evening. There is a live auction, a silent live auction from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight.
And what are some of the things that are being auctioned?
Oh, there's art. And I say art, I mean, you know, people picture construction paper and glue, right? This is amazing art that you would want to have in your home, created by these students, and they're gifting it as part of the auction so that all the proceeds go to the students who lost everything. And I think that it's just awesome to talk about that because it's the hearts of these students.
Right.
You know, it just right there saying, hey, we don't want to just sit by. We want to do something for our friends and in some cases family members. And so we have a goal.
So everyone's volunteering. No one's being paid.
Everybody's volunteering.
And mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about how much you guys think this is going to make?
We are hoping if the theater's full, we have the potential to raise about $20,000.
Oh, we're so all going. We bought our tickets last night.
Deb, if you want to go, we bought our tickets. So and what will happen is that money will be divided evenly between the ASBs of Foothill, Ventura, and Buena High Schools in Ventura, because that way we can get the money directly to those students. I mean, you know, you think about it. You lose everything, and yet the costs for especially
prom.
Seniors go on, you know, yearbook and prom and cap and gown and grad night and pictures. And I mean, there's just a lot of costs that become difficult to cover when you've lost everything.
I wonder if we can get some of those kids on after that who benefit from it, you know?
I don't know.
Anyway, so it's tonight, and there are still tickets available.
There's still tickets. You can buy tickets at the door. And the tickets are $35 for adults and $17 for students. And it's so well worth it, I'm telling you. And we're going to have red carpet.
And it was easy, too. We went online last night. They actually end up being about $40 because you go and you the little fee, whatever.
Right, because there's online service fee.
Mm-hmm. And, but still, I mean, how fun for 2 hours. So we're going to go. You sing. You have the last.
I'm the musical director of the entire performance. And
of course.
And then also, that just means I you know, worked out the music is really what that means. But and then at the end, I joined the cast and I get to sing. So it's fantastic. It is such a worthy cause. I encourage anybody who's out there, you know, get your clothes on, get your nice dressy clothes on and come out and support this.
So tell them again where it is and what time.
It's at Rancho Campana High School, and I'll give the address later on in the
Maybe
program.
Maybe stick it on our Facebook
it
page.
It is on the corner of Las Posas and Lewis, right there in Camarillo by the new library, and starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Come on out.
And how long does it go until?
The silent auction is from 6 to 7, and the performance starts at 7 o'clock and will end at 9.
Yay, I'm so proud of you, Liz. I know. That's so awesome.
It's fantastic.
For you
it
just
is
to take that on and make run with that and do that in such a short period of time.
We were witnesses to when it all happened. Yep. I was here at the birth when that she was here and she started talking about we're going to have this benefit. I saw Liz just light up and I thought, okay, bye. See you in a month.
In real time. Let me tell you, there was some creating going on stage in rehearsals. Like it just happened so fast, and what should have taken 6 to 8 weeks has taken 2, and so it's come together in an amazing time. Yeah, that's why I look like this. Thank God it's radio.
So what else?
We're very proud to have you good be job, involved Liz. In that and take that on.
Thank you.
From all of us.
Hats off to the kids. That's all I have to say.
So what else is going on? Anything else, girls? You know that tomorrow, Sunday, is... they unveil the Girl Scout cookies. Did you know that for the year?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. And if they
seems
have
like
new flavors.
I just ate Girl Scout cookies. And now here they are.
So
again.
I was listening to some trivia about it. Did you guys know there's different types of Girl Scout cookies as far as like Thin Mints? If you get Thin Mints in Orange County, they're
why
different.
Why did you have to say Thin Mints?
Okay, first of all, you know those are the most popular, right?
Yeah.
Okay, those okay. So, but
put
you know there's
in the freezer.
Right. Now listen, but you know there's different types. I guess Orange County has a different Thin Mint than LA County. Did you guys know that?
No.
The ones in Orange County are more crunchy. The one in LA County are, and I was just hearing this, and then
why?
There are some, I don't know.
How would they take the time to do that?
It's different bakeries, I guess. I don't know why I was listening to this, but me and listening to about baking, but I like Thin Mints. But and they were talking about how certain cookies aren't available in certain areas. They have like a lemon wedge one that's only available in Orange County, I guess. So, and they were talking about how
should be
an
orange wedge.
Should be
an orange wedge in Orange County,
right?
Should be an orange wedge. That's
and they were
correct.
Talking about different things you can do with the cookies, like you can crunch them up and make pie crust and all this stuff. Which
oh,
I was,
yes.
yeah,
oh, yeah, the shortbread ones.
They've been
I do
doing that.
That
for a long
key lime pie.
Time.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, they come out tomorrow. So everyone enjoy your Girl Scout cookies, I guess, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So if I buy them, I will eat them. So
I know. They don't last. I stick them in the freezer, and then we just take them out of the freezer. It's like,
oh,
why?
Oh, Thin Mints, when they're in the freezer, they're
cold
so
milk.
Good in the freezer. Okay.
So
let's
good.
Talk about something else. What else?
I know. You're hungry? So any real estate to talk about? I still have the my adorable condo over at the Cape. There's tenants in there now who are victims from the Thomas Fire, but they're renting month to month, and they're paying $25.50, and they would love to stay if an investor would like to pop in there and buy the condo, the tri-level condo over the Cape. It's on Gilbert, still available. If someone's interested, just give me a call. And what else is going on? What else do we have?
Just have buyers.
Lots of buyers and not lots to show them, huh?
Well, I have a new listing over on Woodpecker. It's 2651 Woodpecker. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage. And it is absolutely gorgeous. So everything has been redone. There's new flooring. There's new windows. There's new sliders. The kitchen is completely redone, and it's beautiful. Stainless appliances. All the bathrooms have been completely redone. Every single room has been touched, and it is just gorgeous. Mm. The people that own that property have been relocated to Houston, and they are already gone. So it's a beautiful property. It will be open today from 1 to 4. It will be open tomorrow from 1 to 4. So come by and take a look at it. It is
what's the
gorgeous.
Price?
At $659.9. And that's a great price for that property.
Are you hosting it?
I'm hosting it tomorrow.
Why don't you take your little $25 gift certificate and go there? And if someone comes and says Girls on the Air, the first person who
you
comes.
You know what? I will do that.
So again, $25 gift certificate to the Greek at the marina, right?
Yep.
You go there. If someone comes tomorrow, Sunday, and says the first person who says, I listen to Girls on the Air, you'll give them a $25 gift certificate to the Greek,
right? That's a great idea. I will do that.
So give the address again and the time.
It's 2651 Woodpecker. It's right off of Johnson Drive. You'll see the signs. You make a right on Hummingbird and a left on Woodpecker.
That's a great little neighborhood.
It's a great little neighborhood. The neighbors are wonderful. I've met them. And it's just a great house. You'll really, really enjoy
Did you give us a
viewing
price?
That. It's $659.9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Deb, what do you have?
I just put $329 back into escrow, so that's all done. And so the other stuff I have will be coming up in the near future. I do have a couple of pocket listings. So if anyone's looking for a single story in Spanish Hills for $1,395,000, give me a call. It's a beautiful, fabulous home with views, and it's just stunning. And that's a pocket listing. not on the MLS, not in any of the search engines. So,
and so you have to call Deb.
You have to call me. And then I've got a lot down at the beach, actually, and Channel Islands, that we would consider selling the lot. So give me a call regarding that. And then you can pre-buy. I do have a property up on Hillcrest right now. The house is not lendable in the state it's in. It was not touched by the fire at all. We do... we are putting the lot in the house out for $1,175,000. It is also a pocket listing. I had it on the MLS for just a couple of weeks, and we did have interest generated, but we still haven't solidified that deal because that was for a build out. So once it's completed and built out, it's going to probably be about $1,695,000. But you could buy it right now and pre-buy, and help determine what you want in that house and your finishes and stuff. So. Give me a call for any of those. I'm at 310-498-1638 or my 805 number, 805-856-9315, 805-856-9315. And the house on Hillcrest does have stamped plans, and paid permits do come with that at $1,175,000. So you could actually get that going right away and be in your home in about 4 months. So
awesome.
Let me know.
Very cool.
All right.
Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We have the Channel Islands Bike Club with us. Leslie Ogden and Kate Faulkner are here with us, and they've got some real exciting news to break to you. So stay tuned for that. And then we're going to talk about the different fundraisers that are going on this weekend for the fire victims. There's several.
And we have Rana in the house, and she's talking about the Waterside Bar in Channel Island. She's going to have a great restaurant review coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business, web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine mural flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we are right here on KVTA, 1590 AM. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we have the girls from the Bike Club today. So welcome, ladies. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks. So it's called the Bike Club?
It's called Channel Islands Bike Club.
Channel Islands Bike Club. I'm Leslie Ogden. I'm the secretary.
Okay, and?
Hi, I'm Kate Faulkner. I'm the president of Channel Islands Bicycle Club.
Yay. So tell us about this bike club and how it came to be.
It dates to about 1990. So it's been around a while. We're a group of about 300 members now. We're all over Ventura County, And we have rides that start in
Ventura.
So
when you say bike, you mean bicycle, right?
Bicycle.
As opposed to, not as opposed to motorcycle
and
bike.
And is in road bike.
Yes.
Pretty much predominantly.
Road bike. What's the difference of, what's a road bike?
It's not a mountain bike.
Oh.
It's not a townie bike.
Ooh, this is technical. Yeah. All right.
It's a bike you can go fast on.
Mm. Oh, no motor though, right? That would be my
car.
That would be your legs. So that would be a car, yeah.
These are really fun bikes. These are the kind of bikes where you can really travel. We like to do a lot of rides that go, like, say, up the coast from Ventura to Carpinteria, for instance.
So how fast do they go?
Ventura to Ojai. You know, we have riders at a variety of speeds. We have some people who are pretty fast, maybe 15 miles an hour. But then we have a lot of us kind of hang to the back, and we're a little bit slower, and we talk, and we just have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
It's only women.
No, we have men and women. We have all ages. And we have ride starts in downtown Ventura, Ojai, Moore Park, and other cities. So we have a ride calendar on our website. And so you can choose, you know, what ride you want to go on, what distance.
And you guys all go in a pack? I can just imagine you seeing you come. Oh, my gosh, pull over.
We do start in a pack, but we spread out, again, with different speeds and different, abilities and interests. There's a group
motivation.
Of us. Motivation. Right. There's a group of us in the back that does a lot of chatting. So,
and that would be me. Let's pull over and have a glass of wine.
Yeah. And then there's a group in the front who really hits it hard. And this was probably the smartest thing I ever did was join this club.
Why?
It's so darn social. And I think pretty much most of my friends are people from the bike club now.
So how do you join? I was going to say, do you have a realtor in there? Because
maybe we should join, right?
Yeah, well, I meant, like, I didn't necessarily mean for me, how do you join? But
of course, Karen's in it.
Yeah,
how do you remember? How do you join?
Well, for most people, what they do is they show up at a ride start. And so you look at the website, cibike.org, and you choose a ride that you want to come on, and you show up. And then we'll introduce ourselves. We integrate you into the ride. We tell you about membership. There's a lot of benefits to being a member, but really a lot of it is the social and the exercise.
Well, is there a cost associated with the membership?
Yeah, so membership is $25 a year for an individual and $35 a year for a family. And with the membership, you become a member of the League of American Bicyclists. You're part of the advocacy and the connection that we have with the community, making this county a more bike-friendly place.
So have you always been interested in bicycling? Is that something that's kind of a lifelong kind of thing? Or
for me, that is not the case.
Okay. No. So what brought you into this?
I took some friends on a backcountry ski trip, and it was hard, and one of them says, I will get back at you. I will put you on a bike. And she did. And I've been trying biking behind her ever since.
So what kind of bike do you ride?
What do I ride? It's a Ruby bike. It's a road bike. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a women's specific road bike.
They're lightweight?
Bought in town here.
And how fast do you go?
I'm on the 10 to 12 all day
fast.
Long kind of range.
How do you know how fast you go?
You know, when I was at UCLA, I used to bike. I had like a Peugeot racing bike and I had the whole nine yards, you know, and it ultimately got stolen, and that was the end of my biking. But I used to.
That's really sad, Deb.
I have to hyperventilate now when I say what year this was. And I used to bike from, it was just right when the Venice boardwalk and everything got finished all the way down to Redondo. So I used to bike to Redondo and back. And, you know, back in the day when I was that age, it was like, I think I'll just ride to Redondo and come back and then go to class, you know. And it's a lot different now. And so, you know, I have toyed with the idea of getting back into biking, but I am so out of condition when, you know.
I will hold out here as the carrot, is this is the way to be a 9-year-old again or a 20-something-year-old again. It's also the way to do adventures that you wouldn't do on your own. You know, you wouldn't ride your bike to Santa Paula on your own. But with a group, you can do it. It's safe. It's fun. And
it's very nerve-wracking to me anymore to see bikes when, you know, you're driving in a car. And I start thinking about myself that, you know, okay, I'm very cognitive of the fact that these people need room. But there are so many people today that are so distracted that it's just a little, you know, so how do you get over that fear of, you know, riding on the road? I wish we had more back roads to, you know, be utilizing.
Well, there's a couple of things. For one thing, the cities in Ventura County are putting in a lot more bike lanes. Mm-hmm. And we do have some of what they call class one bike only paths, like between Ventura and Ojai and going up the coast. And that's a great place to start. But we also, we partnered with the city of Ventura, and we're offering classes through the city about how to bike safely on the road.
Oh, that's
and a
great.
Lot of it is about how you communicate with drivers. Drivers want to, they want to know what the cyclists are doing also. And so it really is in some ways a two-way conversation as a cyclist. And so we train beginning riders, you know, how to ride safely on the streets, how to select your route too. A lot of times the route from A to B in a car might be different than what you would choose on a bike. And so that's another thing. We're willing to work with anybody who wants to try biking for recreation or commuting. We can help find a safer route for you to get to work, for instance.
You should try to develop a training track where, you know, like you have training tracks for cars, develop a training track for bicyclists with different scenarios and different, you know, like obstructing thing, you know, all that.
That is part of the training course.
Oh.
So a lot of, we do two nights of just informational presentation, and then pretty much a whole day of here's how you stop here, here's how you turn, here are all the things you're going to come up with as a rider in a city.
And then do you also tell them what the safest gear is to wear?
Yes.
And you know,
yes,
all of that.
Yes, all of that. Mm-hmm. All of that.
Which all their meetings are very, very educational, and it's for any age. So some of the people in the club are 85, and some of the people in the club are 19. So, you know, it's for any age. And so that encourages the family group to come together and do it as a group.
And then somebody drives with an oxygen tank, you know, right?
Well, I'll tell you what I do for
the... take a little... somebody keeps it out the window. And
well, my husband rides in the club.
Right,
and that's how I got involved in the club. And so I don't ride. So what I do a lot of times is I'll sag for them. So I'll, on their big rides, I'll drive a car behind them, bring all the wheels, all the food, all the stuff, so that they have the supplies and
sagging?
Everything. It's called sagging, yes.
I remember when you did that for a very long trip.
What does that mean?
Washington or somewhere a couple years ago.
Yeah, and
right?
They travel all over. So,
right.
You know, they're doing trips all over the world. I go to Italy and Washington, and they're going to Oregon. They've been all over.
Now,
Alaska.
Did you see that disturbing expose on 60 Minutes regarding the Tour de France, with that they are putting these minuscule, super lightweight motors inside those bikes, and they found out that so many of these people have been using it for so many years.
I want. Well, I'm going to join.
And you don't know it's there.
Well, actually, what you're bringing up is the new phenomenon: are these electric bikes? And that electric bikes are something that are going to get more people out riding.
I want to try that.
Yes.
That sounds like fun.
They are super fun. And you're pedaling them. But, you know, when you hit a hill that's a little bit harder for you, that little assist kind of kicks in and it helps you up the hill.
Well, I have something that I'm going to share with the girls when we come back that maybe you didn't know about me. It's very interesting.
Do you sag?
I will tell. I'm not gonna say one way or the other yet. You have to come back. But I wanted to know: are you ladies both from Ventura? Like, have you been here a long time?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I have a question for you, but we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be right back.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 JD Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at ChakraStrength.com, C-H-A-K-R-A, Strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithani.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA, and we are sponsored by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. Of course, the leaders in real estate serving the community for how many years?
30 years.
Just right when you were born.
That's right. 29, Liz. My gosh, don't age me. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
She stepped out. So before the break, we are here with our guests today from the Channel Islands Bike Club, Leslie Ogden and
so
Kate
fun.
Faulkner.
We're not going to let you guys leave.
And we're hearing all kinds of great things because Ventura's, and you, I think you mentioned this before the break, Ventura County is very bike friendly. But I asked you before we took a break if you guys were both from Ventura, and you said you were. So, and I am too. So I remember Ventura back in the 70s, you know, and everybody rode their bikes. I rode my bike with my dad. We did these bike trips, and I want to tell you what I did.
What did you do?
Okay. I rode my bike from Ventura to San Diego.
Yay.
I did.
Yay.
I did.
On you.
Yeah,
what
we
heck?
Did. I did. And you were
did
talking
you just
about
get back last week.
And you were talking about on like those old 10 speeds, yeah. You know, the ones with the you know, handlebars yeah. down here. And
for what?
It was just something for our church group to do. Our youth group did it. People did stuff back then like that, you know.
Yeah.
And
did you have fun?
I did have fun. And I can remember we were talking about going up the hills. I would have loved a motor. The hills in Malibu are so long mm-hmm. and hard. I remember that.
How long
distinctly.
Did it take you?
It took us, I want to say, 3 or 4 days. Yeah. We took, you know, a stretch. And there was actually a section through L.A. that we actually had to drive through because there wasn't a way to go down the coast. Mm. But we did that all the time. And then we got down there and then we didn't ride our bikes back. But, you know, we went down there. It was great. And then back then is when Sea to Summit Bike-a-thon started, mm-hmm. Down at the Old Horizon House downtown. And it was a way to raise money. And you'd ride your bike from downtown Ventura up to Mount Pinos, 100 miles. And I did that too. And I rode my bike to Carpinteria several times.
Look at
I know,
you.
So
a tough ride.
Yeah, we're signing
so
you up.
Not anymore.
Right.
And I mean, but my question to you, you know, reflecting on that, because there was a lot of bike riding going on in the 70s and in the early 80s. How has Ventura and the county changed to be more bike friendly? I think back then there was less cars.
Well,
there was less traffic.
I can tell you how. Right on telephone. Have you noticed? Like they have the little bike lane that's bigger than the actual car lane, and the car. And if you hit one of those things, are they hard? You know, they. You know what I'm talking about? The little. What are they? The little
bollards.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is vocabulary lesson.
Have you guys been instrumental in that?
Yeah, we have.
We
been.
Have.
Yeah, we've been working with the city of Ventura, city of Oxnard, Ojai.
Makes it all so safe. Good.
All these cities are looking at. Making sure that the streets are complete streets, not just for cars, but also for pedestrians and for cyclists.
Which is nice.
Right, yeah. It's important for our health, for the planet, and just for connecting with community. You don't want to always be inside that
car.
You know, yeah, quarter ton, you know, vehicle where you're
especially
locked.
Where we live.
You're kind of locked. Yeah, we have great weather. Mm-hmm. And so it really is a nice way to sort of slow down and to see all the great little businesses that we have in the town. I think people that are on bikes and are walking are more connected with her community.
You're probably happier.
You know what the problem is, though? There's nowhere to really park your bike on the sidewalk.
And that's what we're working
and
with.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And
to hear.
Lose time. Your bike, or you know, someone steals your bike, right? Used to be you could, like, lock it up. Or
We're doing an effort. You mentioned this is a beautiful place to ride. It's one of the most beautiful in the world to ride a bike. And there's an effort between Ventura County and Santa Barbara counties to acknowledge that, to market that, to tell the world, come here. This is where you wanted to.
You know what? Oh, sorry.
And I want to get back to that bike lock. Well, one of the things we're doing is identifying businesses that are willing to put on their premises a place for you to lock, to see, to corral, do something with your bike, or to take it inside. And
that's great.
And we've just started identifying these businesses. You'll see them with a little blue and white bicycle. Bike California
bike friendly.
I just came up with an idea. You should, and they probably already have it, have an app on your phone where you can have a tracker on your bike built in where people can't see that the tracker is there. So if anybody steals it, you can track
like a
your
GPS
bike.
On your bike.
Right. And also you could probably have a lock or like, you know, you have the ring, you know, at your home, you know, the security ring thing, you could have.
You should patent this
on your bike.
I was serious, like right now. This would be great.
But yeah, and you could actually lock your wheels so
from your phone. Probably expensive, but you could do that.
Yeah, but I mean, but people you have an expensive bike. I mean, these bikes can cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, let's talk about that because I just mentioned, you know, my old 10-speed. You know. But bikes have come a long way, baby. So talk to us a little bit about the technology and where you can, where's the best place locally
so
to go.
And there's so many funky ones, too. Like, you see the ones with all the wheels.
And get a bike. Where can you go and get a bike locally?
Well, we're really lucky here. We've got a lot of great bike shops. And there's a whole array of bikes that you can purchase. So you don't have to start out with a really expensive bike. Just get the bike that you can afford. There's also a lot of used bikes. Mm-hmm. So I would, all these shops are good shops. You know, I can also recommend Bike Ventura, the hub, which is on Ventura Avenue. They actually refurbish donated bikes. And so those are, you know, you're even more low cost than what you're going to get at most of the shops. But most of the shops, if you tell them how much you're willing to invest or that you're looking for a used bike, they're really connected with the cycling community. And I think that they'll match a person up with a bike that would work for
really
them.
Important. We were talking about, at the break, we were talking about the fit, you know, of just the seat. Because when you're on that bike for several miles, that becomes
painful.
Really important.
Yeah, you should be able to take a test drive like you do with a car.
Yeah.
You
know,
and you do take a test drive.
And
do
you do for the day.
With the seat?
Out to have a real ride.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Look at
don't go to a bike shop that won't let you test ride the saddle. So, yeah, because every person is individual. The saddle that comes with the bike might not work for you. Mm-hmm.
So you can actually take it off and buy a different seat?
Yeah, you can buy a different seat.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And so you don't want necessarily the big cushy seat. You want a saddle where your sit bones are where the weight is.
Yeah, why don't you want a cushy seat? Because I would want the cushy seat, no? Tell us the secret.
A, it's really heavy. And you've got to push it for miles and miles that way.
Okay.
And B, you rub against it wrong. Mm-hmm. There, you know,
it's all about the rub.
If you're going to be if you're going to be moving for any distance, get something
so you
lean and mean.
Wear the pads in your bike pants, right? And that helps a lot.
Now, share with us about the Amgen bike ride. Are you involved in that?
Yeah, we're on the local organizing committee.
Awesome.
We're so excited. Ventura, the city of Ventura, will be the start for a stage of the Amgen tour, and this will be May 14th, Monday, and the stage will go from Ventura to Santa Barbara, and it's going to be really exciting. We're going to be looking for volunteers. The city of Ventura is gearing up. We're going to really celebrate the tour starting here. And when the tour leaves, the race for that day leaves Ventura, then it's going to be going through Oxnard, Camarillo, Moorpark, Ojai, Carpinteria.
It's a race?
So it goes down, it goes south, right? Do they ride south? It starts south and then goes up to Santa Barbara.
Oh, so it goes here, down, then up to Santa Barbara.
Yes.
How many miles is it total?
That that the stage Ventura to Santa Barbara will be 97 miles.
So how long will that take?
And it's an amazing amount of climbing. You won't believe this is the men's race. You will not believe what they're going to be doing that day, how fast they will be going. And it will probably take them less than 4 hours to go.
Do they take
the 150?
It's crazy and it's exciting.
They're going to go the 150. You need volunteers for what?
They essentially safety,
just
and it's in the city of Ventura. And Kate and I are responsible for getting 150 volunteers out.
Okay, so put me on the list.
Okay,
it's all men.
She specifically wants to volunteer for the single men.
And I'll check all the seats.
Check in.
I'm a seat checking girl.
Yeah. You guys look good.
So
make sure everything's working.
You'll be in cross in
Keeping
people from coming out of driveways at the wrong point.
That's fine.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. It's traffic control as well. Okay.
It's scary on the 150, too.
But you can check seats while you're doing
traffic. That's fine, as long as I can check some.
Now, what is going on here with this bike giveaway? Is there a bike giveaway associated with the Amgen, or is that something else?
It's more fire-related. Mm. Giant, the manufacturer Giant Bicycles, has donated 200 bikes. And this is kind of cool because it shows how the community is working together. And we've all known that, and we've especially seen it in this fire. So Giant's donating these bikes. The Bike Ventura is going on the Avenue is going to be distributing them. And Channel Islands Bike Club has put helmets and lights into the package.
Cool.
The bikes will be assembled at Bike Ventura, and a lot of the mechanics from Bike Ventura, a lot of the mechanics from Channel Islands Bike Club, Jeff will probably be there. The Open Air Bike Club, Open Air Bicycle are going to send their mechanics to it too.
How do you match up the victim with the bike? How did they find out information with that if they've lost their bike?
The same way that they've done for the housing issues. Mm. You know, there's a list of which houses have been burned out, and you show up with your driver's license or your
victim could go down to this place on the Avenue. What's the name of it again?
What they should do is go on the Hub's website, Bike Ventura's website.
Oh, okay.
And that. You can sign up in advance, and then you do need to have identification that matches up with the list.
So are there bikes for little kids and for teenagers?
These
and
are
stuff
for
too?
Adult-sized people.
Adults only.
This is only for adults.
Is there any program that's out there right now for kids who have lost their bikes?
Bike Ventura has children's bikes like crazy.
Okay.
So
that's great.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, it's just something most of us don't think about, but when you're in that community and you experience a loss, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an awesome response.
And it's good transportation.
Yeah.
As you know, you want a car probably, but this is a good way of getting to
right,
work.
Especially if you get one of those electric bikes and then, you know, you're always, you know, you have that extra oomph on a day that's if it's real stressful and you're worn out, you know.
Yeah, you can save a lot of money by replacing a car with a bike and using that for community.
Oh, yeah.
And what about helmets? Do the helmets come with the bike? Or
So that's what Channel Islands Bike Club has donated the helmets and lights that go with each bike that is being donated by Giant.
Because you have to wear a helmet. Is that like the law?
No, when you're buying your own bike, no, a helmet doesn't come with a bike. That's
but I'm saying with these, when you get the bikes, they come with helmets as well?
The ones that are being donated
to the Thomas Fire.
Right.
People who lost homes, yes. Because so we'll come with a helmet and lights.
Is it you're supposed to wear a helmet all the time on a bike, right?
It's
legal.
The law requires that kids wear helmets under 18, so adults aren't required to wear a helmet
by
law.
Motorcycle.
But most adults do.
You're really silly if you don't.
You don't.
Yeah. All it takes is like a pebble that is in a little rock.
Or a fly. And you're like, I'm getting
home. And you can't ride with our club without one.
That's good.
I think that is so important. Yeah. We didn't wear helmets back then.
Right.
No. At all. I mean, you think about that. You know, the hundreds of miles we biked without a helmet.
Yeah.
So that's been a good change.
Well, that is wonderful. Okay, so again, wrap it up with telling us where people can go and find out more about the Channel Islands Bike Club and
the website.
Yeah, phone number.
Okay, so I would go to our website, which is cibike.org for Channel Islands Bike Club.
Okay, great.
And it's got all the information. There's a ride calendar that shows the ride starts. It has Leslie and my contact information, so if someone wants to email us and has questions,
great.
Just send us a message.
Let me ask you, if you're just starting back into it, so let's say you have like a 30-mile ride set for the day, but you know that you're not going to make it more than 10 out and 10 back, you know, and can you
I would say do those 10.
Do the 10 and then just turn around on your own.
On
your own and come back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can do it, Deb.
A lot of times you'll find that there's someone else that's time constrained and they want to turn around also. So you find other people to ride with.
Now, do you all stretch before and stretch after together and all of that?
In an ideal world, yes. But no, you don't.
That's up to you.
What we do together, we hit the coffee shops. We love to eat, to chat. And, so that's usually our destination is a coffee shop.
That's your stretching. Gotcha. Well, thank you, ladies. That's been very interesting and insightful, and it's a great program, and we encourage people to take advantage of it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they'll have a lot of fun.
Seeing you on the road.
Yeah.
So glad you highlighted this group.
For sure. Thank you very, very much. Another great part of our community. So we have a couple of great things coming up. Rana is going to share with us about a restaurant here in town. I'm anxious to hear about this.
Yeah,
and
yummy.
Then Sarah is here, and she's going to be sharing with us about some great health and wellness tips, and we will go back over all of the fantastic benefit concerts and things that are on the calendar for raising money for the Thomas Fire victims. So we will have all that and more coming up. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing But Cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. Working out.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. Now I think we're Real Biking Women in Real Estate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
You go for it.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going.
You can go sag.
I'm going to sag and seat check. I got it all down. Anyway, I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And
here's Rana
Posen. Here's Rana.
Well, I went to a great place. It's really fun, and I recommend it if you want to take some guests. It's just a fun place to go. The Waterside Restaurant and Wine Bar.
In Ventura?
No, it's Oxnard Channel Islands, you know, right there. It's on the harbor, so you get the great view there. Mm. A large patio with heaters, all glass.
Where is it? I'm trying to picture that.
Entertainment Wednesday night through Sunday brunch. So
Waterside, not slide. Side,
Waterside, yes. And they have an extensive wine list. They have happy hour. and great food. And Deborah, you would like it because everything is designated gluten-free and vegan.
There you go.
And the food is good. I had my husband and I had the sea bass, which was served over pesto mashed potatoes, which, oh my God, he was over the moon about. And I even got my husband to dance there, which was, he never dances.
Is this in the place of an old restaurant, like down there, like where the lobster trap used to be?
It's kind of down there? It's in that same area down there, yes.
The whale's tail used to be down there. Mm-hmm. It must be down there.
Yeah. The Brazilian restaurant's upstairs.
Oh, there's a Brazilian restaurant?
Oh, it's really good.
Good. And it's now under new ownership, too, because
the water side?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it's improving, too, because for a while there were some mixed reviews. But I found the food to be delightful. My service was great. Please ask about the specials.
What's the price point?
You know, it's I would say medium, depending on what you order, though.
Well, how much was yours?
Ours was $70 for the two of us, but my husband had beer and...
That's why he was hence the dancing.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Oh, and of course they have mimosas on Sunday, and their happy hour is a great way to go, too, if you don't want to spend
We had some family in from out of town the last couple weeks, and my dad called me up. He's like, we're looking for a good place to eat. And I swear at that moment I was like,
I don't know.
I need to call Rana. I mean, I know there's a long list of places to try, but in that moment, I couldn't think of any.
Yeah,
so,
I know it happens, but I give it 4.5 thumbs up.
Excellent.
So go check it out.
That sounds wonderful.
Excellent.
All right.
Wow, very, very interesting.
Okay, so coming up, we're going to have our own Sarah Barrett Laporte in the house. Give us a little tease, Sarah. What are you talking about today?
Well, Karen asked me to cover a topic
this week.
Yeah. Oh, so I looked up... how generosity makes you feel, basically. So giving away, fundraiser. She talked about, you know, doing a fundraiser and how is that good for your health or is it not good for your health? So,
and I should say I've been taking the stretching class at your chakra strength.
Yeah.
And it is so good and it is so, what's the word? Like you don't feel it that day, but I did it 2 days ago. Oh, I feel it today.
Deep tissues.
It's just different, yeah. And it's not hard to do, you know, but you really should try it because I think
is
it's
beneficial. Is that the Wednesday night one?
Wednesday night.
I was trying... so hard to get there on Wednesday. I thought,
It's at 4 o'clock. He's going to come early.
I thought it was at 6.
Is he?
Yeah. He's going to come. Well, he says he's going to start to come early at 4 and open it up. But I think it's 6 is when it's kind of to the I don't know.
You can have private appointments anytime all day Wednesdays because he's going to just call Wednesdays his day and I'll be in and out. But I'm not taking clients Wednesdays. So he's going to use the space Wednesdays. But I plan on being there at the 6 o'clock class.
Now, is this still just donation or is he charging?
He likes $20 a class. But the mission is to just get this stuff in Ventura because it's a pretty cool thing. Usually you have to go to Santa Barbara, to the fancy place in Santa Barbara. And it's just a really nice offering from our community. If we can get enough people to do it, it's nice.
So even if there's like a group there, it's still $20?
Yeah.
And it's $20 if you go individually or $20 if you go with a group?
Individual, he will...
That's what I did. I just give $20. You can be there for 2 hours. I mean, it's worth it. When we were there the first day, Rana was there with her husband. Yes. And I think you guys each gave 10 and I gave 20. Just...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't really do that much. Yeah. My husband did more than I.
Yeah. Private I mean, when he has private clients, it's, more.
I can see the benefit.
Oh, yeah.
We need to see you back, Rana, both of you guys.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that some more because I have some questions too and generosities, but let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
He's been known to be one of the fastest termite inspectors in Ventura County. He's Mac with Economic Pest Control. Give Mac a call today at 805-248-1641. Tell him Girls on the Air sent you and he'll give you a free termite inspection. That's Mac with Economic Pest Control. Give him a call at 805-248-1641. Call today.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.com. www.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate here on KVTA 1590 AM. We're glad you stopped by. We've had a great show today. I've had some fantastic topics. And along with that, we have some awesome sponsors
that
we love around town and that we encourage our listeners to get out there and support. The Greek down in the harbor here in Ventura. Ventiki on the corner of 1st Street and Main Street downtown.
MAC, and Economical Pest Control. Yep,
and also Nothing But Cakes. We love our little butt cakes. And of course, CSMC Mortgage, if you have questions about any of that. And Cindy Pike with Arbonne. And of course, Century 21 Troop Real Estate.
And of course, Sarah Barrett Lepore.
Yes, Sarah's
with
here.
Chakra Strength.
We kind of started
health and wellness.
We started talking a little bit about what we're going to talk about with her, and the topic is generosity.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Yeah, I found an article from a Harvard professor who's been doing some research on the way people feel or report to feel after giving compared to not giving, or if they are rewarded and they, what do they do with that reward, you know, and measuring their level of happiness according to that. So he has a book, it's called Happy Money, The Science of Smarter Spending. But he studied three different groups, Canadian college students, poor Ugandans, and Belgian pharmaceutical salesmen. And they were given money to spend either on themselves or others, okay? So what he found in every case that the people that were told to give their money away were happier than the people who were told to keep the money for themselves. So he came up with a lot more about this, so I'll just hit a couple bullet points. But basically, the most generous givers tend to be at both ends of the wealth spectrum. So poor people will be more generous than the middle class, he said.
And because that, they know what it feels like to need, you know?
Yeah, it's a compassion. It seems like it triggers
empathy.
That, like, yeah, empathy, compassion. So his research indicated that more money doesn't make the average U.S. citizen happier after they reach an income of $75,000 a year. So from that point on,
but
most
up until that
people,
point.
Right. Up until, but most people from that point on claim they would need to triple that income to be completely happy.
Oh.
So once you, it's like... Mm. But even giving to religious groups, even when it's just a compulsory, you know, give, that tends to make people more happier. So giving to a person you know, he also found, giving to somebody you know makes you more happy than giving anonymously.
Because you can see the effect, I think, and you see. You
I think
know.
It's a lot easier to give than to receive, too. I'd much rather be a giver.
Not according
than
to
have
my 6-year-old,
need something, you know. I think that's hard for us.
Kids are egocentric, you know. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
but even just giving a smile to somebody or being very nice,
or
to
a compliment. Yeah,
you know, it's nothing out of you to do that, and it just makes you feel better. It does.
It's right? kind of interesting that in the face of you know, tragedy like what we've been through, it is that kind of thing that triggers this incredible generosity. You know, we see it. If you're worried that people aren't as generous, have a tragedy, and all of a sudden you'll see how truly caring.
People do have epiphanies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like what happened in New York after 9/11. The whole energy in New York changed, and
mm-hmm.
people
yep.
became nicer to each other and kinder.
Yep.
And
don't you think the energy's changed here in Ventura, though, too? I mean, even at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
everyone's talking to each other. How are you? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not smoking anymore. I'm so glad those fire. It's just different in this city, it feels like, in the
There's
past.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was very, very sad there for a few weeks. And now it just seems like people are more, hey, we've all
it's
been through
the
this.
Rebuilding. It's the rebuilding.
It's the rebuilding.
Yeah,
period,
cleaning.
You know, and
yep.
there's reality setting in, too. Adrenaline is died down, you know, now the reality sets in, and you know, then it's just like anything, it's just like any loss, you know, you have your where you're
yeah.
in shock, and
the
then
process.
You have grief, and then you have anger, and then all of a sudden you have, you know, this joy that, you can rebuild and regenerate. And you
know. Well, that's interesting. I'm not surprised.
So basically, give.
You know, not yeah, surprised at the outcome.
I kind of figured when she asked me to research this topic, I'm like, okay, this is an easy one.
Unless your last name is Scrooge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Note a few of those.
So, Sarah, where can people find out more about you and Chakra Strength? You always have the newest innovative techniques and different.
Thank you.
Hi. How's your seat? I'm just kidding. On your bike. Okay. So, but coming to your space there, we've been talking about this. What is it called, the stretching he does?
Resistance, flexibility, strength training.
She always has different, you know, she has the soundboard, and you always have the different techniques.
There's an infrared sauna.
Yeah. And you're available for one-on-one training and, you know, we'll tell people what you do with one-on-one, what you can do.
We do, I combine psychotherapy with personal training. And so we do some talk, we do some meditation, we do, we learn how to listen to your body and not your brain and say the first thing that comes to you, that kind of stuff. And then get some sweat on, you know, work it out, find metaphors or everywhere. So you just leave feeling empowered and more centered, and it's super fun. But we have kids yoga twice a week, which is really taking off. I've got a meetup group every Friday at noon, and it's free. It's just to kind of come together, and whether it's a grief talk or a spiritual talk or just like a girly thing, or men, I guess we can also do that. I tend to attract women, but you know, there's a lot going on. And then of course the Wednesday night stretch class, and we have awesome. A Monday donation yoga flow. So the website's always the best place to find out the latest updates. ChakraStrength.com, ChakraStrength.com. strength.com.
Awesome. Fantastic. And you'll be back next week, like always, along with Rana, right? But for tonight, don't forget to go to the Solace.
We want to remind people about the Solace benefit at Rancho Campana tonight. Tickets at the door. Silent auction starts at 6, performance at 7. And we were going to mention there's a couple of other things coming up, too, on the 29th. There's a Thomas Relief concert Monday, the 29th, in Westlake. We'll put more information about that. And then, of course, the big benefit downtown.
Yeah.
On the 3rd, February 3rd, Saturday down in Plaza Park.
We got Kevin Costner there and Olivia Newton-John. Oh. Yep. We have these superstars who are going to come to our Plaza Park.
That's awesome.
And yep, it's going to be awesome.
From 2 to 9.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you tonight at our other red carpet event, Students Helping Students.
Until next week, have a great week.